I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report a generous donation has put the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources in a position to develop a nature center and outreach facility in southern West Virginia. I'll tell you a little more about it coming up right after this. The DNR is set to dedicate a new facility in Kanawha County next week. That facility features a major tract of land and will become a showcase nature center in the years ahead. DNR Director Bob Fowler explains the property.
We call it the Forks of Coal, and we had a generous donor, Mr. Jack Workman, and his wife passed away, and they had a dream to kind of keep the property in a natural state. It's the literal forks of the Little Coal and Big Coal River in Kanawha County near the Lincoln County border, where the actual true formation of the Coal River is formed at the forks. And when his wife passed away, they had a vision of keeping the property in its natural state, and with a geared towards, you know, youth education, wildlife education.
Fowler says the donation is rare and a valuable asset.
And the property is 102 acres, mostly wooded with some openings, and very beautiful property. And there's two industrial buildings there. And a bonus to that is we've long been looking for a home for our District 5 office, wildlife and law enforcement office, and for some miscellaneous storage and hunter ed classes and things. And so we're about ready to open the office there in the state natural area.
Won't be property for hunting, but it will be for just about every other type of outdoor recreation.
Mostly trails and bird watching, hiking, physical fitness. And we have, part of the donation agreement, there's stipulated to develop educational facilities. It will not be open to hunting. There'll be some foot fishing there. There's some nearby boat launches just across the way there off property.
Dedication of the new property is set for next week, and the facility will open to the public the following weekend. And Fowler expects it'll eventually be a showcase.
It is a very valuable property, location-wise, historically, and environmentally, and it's a very convenient location just south of Southridge there. And so if someone just wants to take a hike or a jog or a bird watch or just enjoy nature pretty close to Charleston and a lot of the schools, we anticipate a lot of the school groups coming there.
Forks of Coal Natural Area dedication set for next week. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.